This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Warren on Joy.
Tomorrow is Wear It Purple Day. It's not a day to wear purple just for the sake of it, although I reckon you look pretty good in a purple number.
I only have purple underwear, and you've got been told to stop looking. Stop looking.
to help us understand what wearing purple tomorrow is all about and why it's so important, we're joined in the studio by the Victorian Commissioner for Gender and Sexuality, Ro Allen. Good morning, Ro.
Yay. Yeah,
thanks for having me, Tom. Morning.
Thank you. What is Wear It Purple Day all about?
Well, it's really to raise awareness about LGBTIQ people, young people in schools. And so we started in 2010, so not actually that long ago. It's international now, so came out of America. Some of the good things come out of America, not all good things, but some of the good things. And we've picked it up. It's, you know, as I said, it's international. But there was a young boy named Tyler Comenti who in 2010 took his own life after he was outed and bullied in school. And, of course, people over there, you know, the wonderful Ellen DeGeneres said, well, that's just not good enough. And out of that was born Wear It Purple. So it's to really raise awareness and make sure that young people know that there's people out there that love and support them. So it's a pretty easy thing to do, bit of purple on and away you go.
I liked, you know, having a read about it, and I liked that they were using the word rainbow families, because at that age of a child, well, who do we know whether we like boys or girls or you know, that's like the sexuality is not there. It's about just letting children be themselves. If you go to book club and you want to be Snow White, be bloody Snow White. If you want to be a turtle, be a turtle, isn't it?
It's, absolutely.
It's just about accepting people for who they are.
Yeah, absolutely.
And see, I accept Warren, and even though it's not wearing purple.
Hey, I accept you, Tom.
That's true. No, we're being very serious here.
Absolutely.
So do you think we're actually making progress in how young rainbow kids are accepted within the broader community?
Look, we are really lucky in Victoria with, you know, safe schools. And I think we've just about signed up every, you know, state school in Victoria. And, you know, that's a fantastic achievement from this government. You know, we didn't have safe schools in my day. And I was really lucky. I went through school and I didn't come out. But I'm considered a fairly late bloomer now, you know. Like these days, young people are coming out, you know, really early. I always say, don't lock yourself into one letter of the alphabet. You know, just as you said, Tom, just be yourself and work it out as you go along. But many of these young people are really self-aware and they're really informed. They know who they are, and if they come out, unfortunately, you know, they can still cop some flack. So it's really important that they do know that there's support out there and that their institutions and organisations. I mean, my day tomorrow is absolutely, you know, flat out, because it's not just schools. I'm going, you know, three or four corporates, PwC, Accenture, Metro Trains are doing purple.
Yeah,
like,
good.
It's fantastic. You know, it's great for adults to, you know, be showing that leadership. I think it's great.
Well, it's the adults that are going to teach the children, isn't it? I mean, that's who's listening to you when you're sitting at home making comments.
They're watching us. And they're young people watch what we do every day, what we say, the inclusive language, how we go around the world, and they're watching it. So they're watching their teachers and everybody else.
I think young kids can teach us something too, though. You know?
Oh, absolutely.
Definitely. I was having a conversation on the weekend with a friend of mine, and he's a teacher in a very wealthy private school, and he was telling me they've got a group for the kids and LGBTIQ support group.
Yeah.
And it's celebrated by the school, it's embraced by the school. And I was thinking, when I was a kid, there was nothing like this.
No.
Nothing at all. So we have come a fair way, haven't we?
Oh, absolutely. The supporter and ally groups in a lot of schools, and you know, which is absolutely fantastic in high schools and not just state schools. You know, there, you know, it's really important to remember there are some Catholic and independent schools that are completely on board with this. You know, not all, and you know, that's important to remember too. But there are a lot of independent and Catholic schools that, you know, are really supportive as well.
So how can our listeners out there, Ro, get involved tomorrow?
Well, I think the first thing to do is try and go through your wardrobe and see if you can find some purple. You know, that's really important. And then hit the social medias, you know, with a picture of you, or if you follow me on Facebook, you know, you can retweet some of the frantic day I'm going to have.
Yep.
Fed Square, if you're in the city, Fed Square at 8 a.m. tomorrow for a massive photo of all things purple. So, you know, that will be flooding the interwebs, and, you know, you can find a picture of that that and forward that on. And it's a time to make a statement to your friends and family that you really support anybody who's LGBTI. And when people know you're safe, then they'll come out, you know, may choose to come out to you. But if they don't know that you're safe and accepting, they may never come out to you.
I was looking at the website, the Wear It Purple Day website, and it says what we stand for, and it says every young person is unique, important, and worthy of love. And it was really refreshing to see that, to be, you know, for young kids to be told you are worthy of love. You know, there's nothing wrong with you. It doesn't matter what you do, what you like, what you look like, whatever, you're worthy of love. And I just think that's something that is, you know, a lot of kids don't get that.
And why wouldn't you get behind that? And that's just a fantastic sentiment.
Absolutely. And they also said no one should be subjected to bullying, belittlement, or invalidation, which is, you know, that whole thing about something's wrong with me. And there is nothing wrong with anyone.
No, that's fantastic.
Which is great. So I really like what they stand for. It's a great opportunity. So we're going to wear something purple tomorrow, aren't we?
We will. I mean, as adults, we can do something. We should be thinking about, you know, what lessons are we teaching our children or the future. But, you know, when it comes to kids, kids can be horrible to each other. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
This is very important. So, you know, a kid can spot a difference away from a mile away. You know, so what can we do as a community to ensure that this diversity is celebrated?
Well, I think, you know, as I said, in Victoria, there's lots of programs in schools around bullying, and I think it's really important that we just stamp out bullying flat out, and we teach kids what to do, and bystander kids as well, not to let bullying happen if they see it. And again, as you said, Warren, make sure that every kid knows that difference is good. You know, difference is great. Difference is something we should be celebrating.
Absolutely, Ro. The acronym, you know, the LGBTIQ. We're labelling ourselves. I'm not a fan of it personally because I feel like it puts us in little boxes, and if perhaps you don't fit into one of those boxes, you might think, well, you know, am I part of this group or am I not part of this group? And you know, what's your position on? Do you think we should have like an umbrella term like rainbow that encompasses everyone?
Look, I think it's language is evolving, and I think the alphabet is getting longer. You know, it's LGBTIQA+, and we just we add a plus just in case we forget anybody else. And now, you know, it's not just T, it's trans, gender diverse, and non-binary. And so, yeah, I think language will evolve, and eventually we'll probably come up with a word, or we won't need those boxes. Particularly if you're a younger person now, it's queer. Mm. You know, they've moved away from gay and lesbian altogether, even bisexual, and you know, it's transgender diverse, it's queer. You know, recognising queer is still a very derogatory word for many of the elders in our community. So it's that interesting time in language, you know, where we're re-embracing a word, but it has been used very derogatorily, you know, for others. So, you know, I think it'll evolve, but I don't know how long the alphabet committee. I'm just really glad they didn't name me the LGBTIQ commissioner. They wanted to, and I said, "Ooh, no, can we just go gender and sexuality, please?"
But that's good. That's not labelling people.
No,
and that's really good. I like that. Now, look, we're going to have listeners out there who, young people, who mightn't have the support of their family or even the place where they work or the school they do. What can they do?
Well, I think it's the age old thing about it gets better. You know, if we could talk to, I don't know about you, but if I could go back and talk to my 16-year-old self and say, you know what, you're going to grow up, be Australia's first commissioner for gender and sexuality, and be able to be an advocate and be who you are and live the way you want, you know, and get paid for it, I would have said to my, you know, the 16-year-old would have said, you were absolutely off your rocker, you know, and look what happens. It does get better. And I think that's what we've got to say to those young people. If you can hang in, even if you're not in supportive families and environments right now, see the sea of purple, embrace the sea of purple, know that you're part of that community, and one day you will be able to be free and yourself.
And that there's nothing wrong with you. And
absolutely.
That you're lovable.
You are awesome.
But think about it. Those of us that were different at school are the ones who went on to create greatness in the world.
Absolutely.
So that you think, and that's what I try to say. It's hard to tell a 14-year-old who's been bullied and upset that this is only today life gets better, because that's their whole life and you've got to make sure you're there. But I say to them, you know, you don't understand. Your difference is what's going to make you rule the world one day. All these boring norms that are picking on you will be nobodies in their dead-end jobs, traipsing to the suburbs. Yep. And it's those out there who are different, who are struggling and being picked on. It gets better.
And
you're going to rule the world, let me tell you. Yeah. Look at Rose sitting here.
Look at it.
Yeah, look what happens.
We had a call by the Cabinet Minister, Dan Tehan, for Australia to adopt a Religious Discrimination Act. And Tim Wilson, the former Human Rights Commissioner, supports a national ban on religious discrimination. But he warns that a federal Religious Discrimination Act could be a smokescreen for LGBTI discrimination. Do you share his concerns there?
Look, we still have religious exemption, and we have it in Victoria. So right now, a gay teacher in a Catholic school could be fired, you know. But the flip side of that is after this, I'm going to the Temple Beth Israel, and we are launching today 10 faith-based organisations in Victoria that provide family violence services are launching a campaign to openly promote that they support LGBTI people to come to their services. So, you know, there are... Yes, we have the exemption, and that's, you know, something we're working on. But, you know, there are great faith-based organisations and, as I said, Catholic and independent schools that are not using those exemptions, that are saying lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, diverse, intersex community, you are welcome in our service. We want you here. So, you know, it's a path, but, you know, it's a balance between religious freedom and our rights. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think we just need to focus on the parts of our community that are embracing and supporting us.
Well, that's very good because I get angry, as you see, before you go. But I'm saying, I hear that and I think, hang on, you've got enough rights. I mean, I sent my children to a public school. The law states that they have to have a certain amount of education, of religious education, but then their school, religious school, we don't have to teach them about the LGBT community, but they still get government funds. It's hypocritical. They already have a protection and rights. They don't need more. But I can't go into that. We're not going into that. We're here to worry about Wear It Purple tomorrow.
One more question. While we're talking about Wear It Purple tomorrow and we're talking about youth, applications have just closed for the latest round of Healthy Equal Youth grants.
Fantastic.
How important are those initiatives?
Oh, my goodness, they're so important. They're so important. So 25 years ago when I was a youth worker in Shepparton and we had no funding, I started the first rural support group for LGBTI young people. Now you've got Healthy, you know, youth, and you can put in grants. There are grants all over Victoria, and the government now puts, you know, I don't know, probably got the figures there, but
I haven't got the figures there.
Okay, we'll make them up. Over a million.
Yes, it wasn't. I know
it's over a million, so that's rough enough.
Yeah, you're right.
Over $1 million to support LGBTI youth projects across Victoria. So, you know, and particularly with my passion in rural Victoria, which is great.
That's fantastic.
So that's great. So anyone that's out there rural, get out there and think of an idea. Bring your community together. Fantastic.
Absolutely. We're stronger when we're together.
Ro, thanks for coming in. For more information on Wear It Purple Day, you can head to wearitpurple.org. Victorian Commissioner of Gender and Sexuality, Ro Allen. Good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Yay.
Wake up with Tom and Warren, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Available via podcast at joy.org.au, on iTunes or your favourite podcasting platform. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.